Sarakai Empire Gimel Mishnah Vav, Haitha Sadeo Zerua Bitzola, Mavaki Tweeta Betecha Shuros, Sheldilon. Somebody who had onions planted in his field, and he wants to plant some rows of gourd among the rows of onions. How can he do so without it being climbed? Rabbi Shmuel Emer Hikish Deshur, Vinotea Ashur Achat. Rabbi Shmuel said the way he would do it is as follows. He would uproot two rows of onions. And where those two rows of onions were, he would plant one solitary row of Dilun. Each row up its almost 4 amos wide. And he would uproot two rows, so that's 8 amos wide. And in those 8 amos, he would plant only one row of Dilun, which is 4 amos wide. So there was a separation between the Betzalm and Diluim of 2 amos. And since the row of Dilun that he planted was only 4 amos wide, and he planted in an area of 8 amos, so there's 2 amos separation between the Betzalm and the Dilun. And then the next 2 rows of onions he would leave as is, he would not uproot them. And after he left 2 rows of Betzalm that he didn't uproot, he can uproot the next 2 rows of Betzalm and plant one solitary row of Diluim in the place that he uprooted 2 rows of Betzalm. So now he's accomplished two things. First of all, there's a 2 amos separation between the Diluim and the Betzalm. And also, there's 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next. And since he left the next 2 rows of onions as is that he didn't uproot, and only then did he uproot 2 rows of Betzalm and plant 1 row of Diluim. And there's a separation of 2 amos between the Diluim and the Betzalm. So there's a separation of 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next one. And besides the 2 amos of separation between the Diluim and the Betzalm, he also left the next 2 rows of Betzalm that he didn't uproot. And 2 rows of Betzalm is 8 amos wide, so that's 10 amos altogether. Then there's another 2 amos of separation between the next row of Diluim and the Betzalm, so that's 12 amos altogether between one row of Diluim and the next. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, in order for it not to be Klayim, there has to be 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next. And since it's leaving 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next, and there's also a separation of 2 amos between the Betzalm and the Diluim, it does not look like an Erev, it doesn't look mixed together, and it is not Klein. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Eicher Stei Shuras, V'noteah Stei Shuras. U'meniach Kamas Betzalem, V'malkom Stei Shuras, V'eicher Stei Shuras, V'noteah Stei Shuras. Rabbi Kiva holds it doesn't have to be a 2 amos separation between the Diluim and the Betzalem. So he can uproot 2 rows of Betzalem, and in the place where those 2 rows of Betzalem were, he can plant 2 rows of Diluim. And since it's planting 2 rows of Diluim, there's no separation between the Diluim and the Betzalm. The only separation is the Tlam, the furrow, that separates the Diluim and the Betzalm. That's the only separation. But there is no separation of 2 amos, according to Rabbi Akiva. And then the next 2 rows of Betzalm, he would leave as is. He would not uproot them. And after he leaves 2 rows of Betzalm that he didn't uproot, he can uproot the next 2 rows of Betzalm and plant 2 rows of Diluim in its place. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the only separation between the Diluim and the Betzalm is the Tlam, the furrow. And the separation between one row of Diluim and the next is only 8 amos, as it's planting the Diluim right next to the Betzalm. And it's planting 2 rows of Diluim where there used to be 2 rows of Betzalm. And since he left 2 rows of Betzalm that he didn't uproot between one row of Diluim and the next, so that's 8 amos separation between one row of Diluim and the next. Rabbi Akiva is much more lenient than Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Akiva, even though the only separation between the Diluim and the Betzalm is a Tlam, is a furrow, and there's only 8 amos between one row of Diluim and the next, it still does not look like an arrow. It doesn't look like a mixture, and it's not Klayim, according to Rabbi Akiva. If you don't have a separation of 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next, you cannot keep the other type of produce that's between them. You can't keep the onions between them if you don't have 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next. And the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Shmuel, they need to have 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next. But they do disagree with Rabbi Shmuel on a different point. As Rabbi Shmuel holds that you need a separation of 2 amos between a row of Diluim and a row of Betzalim. And even though with regard to other vegetables, it's sufficient that you have a furrow that separates them, you don't need a separation of 8 amos. But with regard to Diluim, Rabbi Shmuel takes a stringent approach and holds you need a separation of 2 amos between the row of Diluim and the row of Betzalim. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel said that when you uproot two rows of Bitzalim, you can only plant one solitary row of Diluim in the place where there used to be two rows of Bitzalim, according to Rabbi Shmuel. You need a separation of two amas between the Diluim and the Bitzalim. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shmuel on that point. According to the Chachamim, you don't need a separation of two amas between the Diluim and the Bitzalim. As long as there is a separation of the Tzaro between them, that would be sufficient. Just like we have learned with regard to other vegetables, that it's sufficient to have the Tlam, the Tzaro, separate one type of vegetable from the other. But they do agree with Rabbi Shmuel that between one row of Diluim and the next row of Diluim, you need to have a separation of 12 amos. Since Diluim extends itself very far when it's fully grown, it has very long leaves. If you don't leave a separation of 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next, this field will look like a mixture of Diluim and Bitzalim. As if it's a big mixture of Diluim and Bitzalim planted in this field. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, you do need to have 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next. And once you have 12 amos between one row of Diluim and the next, the field doesn't look like a big mixture of Diluim and Bitzalim, since Diluim are very far apart from each other. But you do not need a separation of two amos between Diluim and Bitzalim, according to the Chachamim. Somebody who has vegetables growing in his field, and he wants to plant a single dalat, a single gourd among the vegetables, he must leave a separation between the dalat and the yark of six tefachim, which is the same separation that you need between one type of yark and the other. But if you want to plant the dalat in a field in which you have grain planted, then it would not be sufficient. A separation of six tefachim, you need a separation between the dalat and the tefuah of a base rova, a karka the size of a base rova, a quarter of a kav, which is 10 amos by 10 amos and 2.5 tefachim. Somebody who had grain planted in his field, and he doesn't want to plant just one dalat. He wants to plant a whole row of dalat. In such a case, it would be more lenient. Nice and lavodasa. Then you would only need a separation between the tefuah and the diluim of six tefachim. Even though when you plant a single dalat, you need a bigger separation of a base roba, but when you plant an entire row of dalat among your tefuah, you only need a separation of six tefachim. The reason being is that when you plant just one single dalat, it looks like more of an erbuv, more of a mixture, than it does when you plant a whole row of diluim. Bim higdila ye akar milfanel. But if when the diluim start growing, the leaves of the diluim extend out into the separation of the six tefachim between the diluim and the tefuah, you have to rip out those leaves, and you have to maintain this separation of six tefachim. If the diluim start growing into that separation, it has to be cut off, so that six tefachim of separation is maintained. Rabbi Yossi is more stringent than the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yossi, when you plant a row of diluim next year's tefuah, you need a separation of four amos. Amru la, tachmer, zoom, and I get it. The Chacham were very surprised by Rabbi Yossi's stringency. And they said to Rabbi Yossi, should a row of diluim be more stringent than a row of vines? Somebody who plants a row of five vines next to his grain, he only needs a separation of six tefachim. And Klai HaKerem, client, with regard to a vineyard, is more stringent than Klai HaZrah, than Klai by other plants other than vines. And even so, when you plant a row of five vines, you only need a separation of six tefachim. So why should a row of diluim, which is Klai Zrom, be more stringent than a row of five vines, which is Klai Kerem? Alahen, Matsinu Shazu, Hamruim, and Agempen. Rabbi Yossi's response to the Chachamim was that we find that by a dalat we are more stringent than by a geffen. Shall a geffen yechidis noisnu la'avodasa shisha tefachim. When it comes to a single vine, the separation you need between a single vine and grain that's growing next to it is only six tefachim. But when it comes to a single dalat, a single gourd, when it's planted next to grain, you need a separation between the dalat and the grain of a base roba, like we had previously in this Mishnah, that the Tanakhama is more stringent with regards to one dalat than to a row of diluim that is planted next to tefuah. So therefore, even the Tanakhama agrees that we are sometimes more stringent by a dalat than we are by a geffen. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi also wants to be more stringent with regards to an entire row of diluim that is planted next to tefuah. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shmuel, Koslosha Diloin Lebeso Lo Yavi Zera Lutok Beso. Rabbi Yossi says the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Anytime you have three gourds that are planted in the area of a Beso, you can't plant anything else inside that Beso. As Rabbi Meir is more stringent than the Tanakhama, the Tanakhama says that when you plant a single Dalat next to grain, you need a separation of a base rova, a quarter of a cup. According to Rabbi Meir, the name of Rabbi Yishmael, a base rova is not a sufficient separation between a single Dalat and Tzfur. You need a separation of a third of a base sup, which is a bigger separation than a quarter of a cup. So since you need a separation of a third of a base sup between a single Dalat and Tzfur, if you have three diluim growing in an area of a base site, you can't have four being planted anywhere in that base site, since between each diluim, you need a separation of a third of a base site. When you have three diluim in the area of a base site, no four could be planted at all in that area. Rabbi Yossi ben Achaita got frosty, Yamah, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Kol Shleisha diluim the base core, Loyabi Zera Latoch base core. Rabbi Yossi ben Achaita got frosty, said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Anytime you have three cores, in an area the size of a base core, you can't plant any grain in that area of the base core. As according to Rabbi Yitzhak ben Achaitu ben Afrasi, Rabbi Shmuel's position was that between a single dalat and tzfur that's planted next to it, you need a separation of a third of a base core. Now, a third of a base core is 30 times more than a third of a base saw. And Rabbi Yitzhak ben Achaitu ben Afrasi understood in the name of Rabbi Shmuel differently than Rabbi Meir understood in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Meir, the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael's position was that you need a separation of a third of a base saw between one dalat and four growing next to it. Rabbi Yossi ben Achaita ben Afrasi understood in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that you need a much larger separation between a single dalat and four planted next to it. You need a separation of a third of a base core, 30 times the amount that Rabbi Meir said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. So therefore, since you need a separation of a third of a base core between a single dalat and tefuah planted next to it, if you have three diluim planted in the area of the base core, no tefuah could be planted at all inside that base core, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Achaita ben Afrasi, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel.